Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you're only fooling yourself. You're not that important. We live in a society that appears to be far more interested in rights than responsibilities. That's not to say that rights are unimportant, because they're clearly crucial. The right to free speech, health, safety, care and justice are fundamental to society. However, none of them will ever happen unless we're willing to accept responsibility. As Rabbi Jonathan Sacks powerfully put it, without responsibility, rights are a check on an empty account. Here, Paul describes the church as a community of people, each of whom needs to take responsibility for carrying each other's burdens. He had no thought of the church as being there for us to gain inspiration and support so that we can live independent lives. Sharing other people's burdens isn't something that happens quickly. It's a tragedy that, for so many people, the experience of church is confined to attending worship services. Good as it is to worship with other people, such occasions are rarely an opportunity to get to know people well, let alone learn what their burdens are. Having refreshments and meals alongside worship can start to open up opportunities to get to know other people, but it's normally only in small groups or in one-to-one conversations that such deep sharing takes place. I'm delighted to hear that some people are using these daily devotional thoughts as a basis for meeting with a small group of people. As they meet together, it gives an opportunity to share the joys and struggles of life and give real support to one another. Paul identifies one reason we might not want to help someone else, and that is thinking that we're too important. But there's another reason, and possibly a more common one, because we feel that we're too unimportant and we assume that we could never be of help to the other person. The truth is that we all need to be willing to listen, learn, and stretch out a hand to help. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for those people who've been so willing to support us. Help us always to be willing to stretch out a hand to help others. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.